Much love.
Blog Talk Radio.
If you want to be on camera, you want to be behind the camera, you want to do radio, podcast, whatever it is.
I appreciate that.
Brooklyn to Cali, baby. We out this month.
Brooklyn. South Central is getting
peace.
Oh, man. God bless his soul. Rest in peace to Nip, man. Yeah. The phone lines is open. I'll probably take, if do anybody have any thoughts, if anybody want to call him real quick before I get up out of here. All right. I don't know. But definitely shout out to Cuzzy Capone for that dope-ass interview. I haven't listened to that in its totality in a long time, and I really enjoyed it. I forgot shit damn near everything we were talking about. So did y'all enjoy it at least? Did anybody enjoy it? Press one if you enjoyed it. Y'all let me know. And what I'll do, just a brief recap, I'll go back to what's his name? Thundercat. I'll do that. I'll go back to that. Oh, shit. Wrong one. Hold on. I'll go right back to that. All right. Hold on. Let me cue that up for y'all real quick. Oh, right. Olan Soldiers.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, please make sure y'all hit that like button. Please show some love to the platform.
You can say
out of all that, still no love, but I can't complain. Thank you, Ms. Drew. Thank you, Motrice, Bamboos, Ms. Coleman, Kay. Bless. Peace to you, love. Hope everything is well. You know what I'm saying? I hear they're going to make Nip store into a museum, keep the barbershop. I'm not sure when it will open back up. Yeah, man, I hope so, man. I really hope so. I really, really hope so. If we throw that artist, nigga, if we talking about Thundercat, the artist, that nigga is dope. Yeah, Thundercat, Nipsey friend. All right. So, if anybody want to call him, please let me know, man. What did y'all think about the, you know, the interview or whatever, man? Hold up, man. Let me blow up. Let's see. I can't play the video. I'm going to play the audio and keep it just like that. All right? Let's do that.
As much or as little about this topic as you want. But there's been a lot of clubhouse chitter-chatter, let's call it, over the course of the past couple months. A lot of disrespectful theories thrown out about Nip, et cetera. How do you feel when you see a lot of that stuff going on?
In particular, I'm not sure what topic you really talking about. I'm like real big in and out here, a little bits and pieces.
Some of it feels so disrespectful that I wouldn't even really want to necessarily be specific.
Yeah, like I said, I don't entertain if you got a specific person in mind or whatever. My thing is, if you got something bad to say about them, it's like speaking bad on Martin Luther King or you speaking bad on a positive person. So I've been hearing rumors, they talking about tapes or whatever, that shit.
Mm-hmm.
If you got the tape, produce the tape, Nip gone. Nip family straight. You got the tape, what is you protecting? Nip gonna make money, his family gonna make money forever. Nigga, we was rich before rap. Nigga, we was rich rolling. Vic, you been had money. Nigga, we been having money. This shit ain't about no money.
That's family, Thundercat talking.
Black something been having bread. It was we just doing it, nigga. We could do it. Show my brother we could do it. Feel me? So, you know, they in it for the likes. They getting us sidetracked from the message. So if you look at every motherfucker that's talking about all the new hot topics, they wasn't shit prior to Nip death. If you look at their follows and their likes, until they start talking about Nip, they were nobodies. Nobody knew who the fuck they was until they did a bullshit post about Nip. That go for these whack motherfuckers or whoever. Whoever got some dumb shit to say about my dead homeboy, let cuz rest. Feel me? If you had a tape, nigga, Nip, if you had, number one, if you talking about him kissing his baby mama, he probably never kissed her ever. Okay, number one. And if you got a tape, produce it. Fuck waving a steak so you can get some likes. Nigga, we don't give a fuck, nigga. Even if Nip was here, he'd say, run it. Nip ain't gonna pay nobody, nigga, to hold a tape. Nigga, ass whack, do we kiss his mama? Do we kiss his mama? Believe me, his mama done sucked the dick. So is that what he talking about? I'm just saying. I mean, you know, it's some weird shit. And I ain't with that weirdo shit. Leave my dead homeboy name out your mouth. Let cuz rest. Cuz did some prolific shit. He did more shit than these niggas ever gonna do in a lifetime. Let cuz rest. Let cuz legacy. A lot of people now, they getting real boisterous now that Nip is not here. When Nip was around, you niggas was quiet. You had nothing bad to say about Nip on your podcast and when Nip was living. Niggas wasn't saying nothing. Niggas was quiet. Now all of a sudden you want to get your likes up and all that shit through them, but you know, it is what it is. That's the society that we live in. The social media, you know.
Yo.
All right. Well, listen, man. Well, that's all for right now. Thank you for something that showed love to the platform. Thank y'all for tuning in. And only thing I can say is, man. Nip is going to forever be a legend, even though Wack may not think so. I think I got a call from, I think this is Cali. All right, we got area code 310. What's up, man? Talk about it.
Yo, what's up? This is Malik Spellman, Peacemaker, LA Gang Wars. What's happening with you?
I ain't shit, man. Talk to me, King. What's up?
Hey, look, I was just with Cowboy yesterday, and I just got off the phone with him. I appreciate the interview that you're doing. You know, one day I need you to get at me so we can give you that real L.A. shit. I'll bring Cowboy with me, you know what I'm saying, or call in or whatever the fuck it takes, because we out here saving lives, you know what I'm saying? A lot of y'all done seen my show, Peacemaker L.A. Gang Wars with Malik Spellman, and we ain't on that hula D in L.A., so some of these niggas from out of town, sometimes y'all might check in with the wrong motherfuckers in terms of, you know, how you come out here and conduct yourself. So when y'all do come out here, y'all get with our diplomats like Brother Hannibal and you know, and Cowboys and Daouz and, you know, the brothers I know, man, Mustafas, you know what I'm saying, and E-Dubs. You got to check in with the niggas that's really trying to save our communities, man. You know, so all that old internet shit they be talking about L.A. and how treacherous it is. Yeah, it's like that all over the planet, homie. But I done been to 350 gang-related funerals, so you can't say shit about what the work that we do out here on this West Coast and all over the planet, man. So I commend you and I salute you for what you're doing. I don't call it no stations, homie. You know what I'm saying? I don't do that. I go out there and save lives and feed the homeless. And I know what's happening in L.A. I done been around. I done raised Nip and Cowboys and been around the best that ever did it. So when you want a real interview with real motherfuckers from L.A., then you get it us, homie, because we buy land and expand. You know what I'm saying? We trying to build homes for the homeless, for our people, and libraries, and write books and shit. So a lot of that bullshit that they be putting on the internet, nigga, that shit ain't motherfucking culture, man. That's some bullshit, artificial flavor shit. We reject that deposit. And for you suckers out there, I'm bi-coastal. So I grew up in New York and Cali, shit, homie. And you can ask any nigga in Cali about Malik Spellman, nigga. I got a real consistent track record. We don't participate in foolish conversation. We don't participate in no motherfucking destruction of black people. And we damn sure don't participate in no hot topic shit on no bullshit. So I ain't got no philosophy for that. But I appreciate you letting me call in and take this call, because I'm going to tell you like this, my guy. We really out here trying to do something, man. We ain't doing no talking. We on some Rick Ross shit, trying to buy land, trying to put food on the table, nigga, and groceries. So I fuck with Cowboy every day. I just got the phone with him just now.
Listen, I'm saving your number right now. I'm going to text you from another number, but I'm not letting you go real quick. Listen, man, I really appreciate you calling in, and I just want to ask you, like, just a couple of questions, and that's it, man. Look, I appreciate you calling. What is your thoughts about what Cowboy just said, basically, about this fucking tape? Because that's some – I'm not – first of all, let me do a disclaimer. I'm not clients who ask you questions for ooh, ahs, and clickbait and try to create, start shit. That's not what I'm trying to do. But I do want to know your opinion about this. I'm going to say this fuck nigga always disrespecting Nip and try to act like he had a tape to, like, put smut on my boy name, man. What's your thoughts, man?
First of all, thank you for asking that question. We work on a different tactical frequency than the average individual and the police. So at the end of the day, if you really want to know, because I go from Watts to Compton to South Central to Crenshaw to Hoover neighborhood to the 40s, the 30s, the 20s Blood neighborhoods, the Gardena shotguns, you name it. I've been at Hawthorne. I've been there, Mexican gangs, F-13s, Florencia, Threses, 18th Street. I done been there and touched their homies and then talked to them, homie. CV7, I done talked to all of them, homie. And the reality is, we really don't participate in that shit because we got too much going on in the streets of Los Angeles. We don't even give no credence to that. We work on a different tactical frequency than that. The shit that he said that's good about what he spoke on, he can speak on that. The admonishment that he gave such and such about what he do, that's what he got a right to do that. But me personally, I'm talking about policies and procedures and how to get our people out of this motherfucking poverty grid out in South Central, because they selling body parts of our motherfucking young folks that niggas is pointing their fingers at every day, and they dying in these streets because the blood is up to the horse's bridle. So I understand what you're saying, but everything else except for that, I'm going to elaborate on, because I ain't got no verbiage for that shit, man. I'm a real live 5 cent God body on me my whole motherfucking life. I ain't got time for that shit, but what I do got time for is to let you know that positive shit that he talking about, that gang truce, that stopping the killing, that watch, the shit that the niggas did in Great Streets and the Nickersons and the PJs and the Haciendas and Compton and Watts, that's the shit we on with baby gangsters and niggas like that, man. We don't even lend no credence to that shit, man, because niggas out there that's got anything said about somebody that's not here, man, you got to take that up with God, homie, because we don't fuck with the dead. We deal with the living, homie, and we trying to save them. So I understand exactly what your point is, but my philosophy is just like yours, because one man speaks for all men when he speaks the truth. But for me, as my scholastic level to fuck with some kind of sucker ass shit, man, I say emphatically no. You can ask me about these stocks and bonds and how our people living under the $15,000 a year motherfucking income, or ask me about Madea sleeping at the bus stop, or the little sister that's in jail or getting fucked off, or them court systems that's kept giving our people football numbers. Other than that, we ain't got no motherfucking verbiage for that shit, man. I done been to 300 plus gang related motherfucking funerals that answer all niggas questions.
Nigga, only thing I can say is talk your motherfucking shit. Listen, I got your number. I'm going to call you soon, and I'm going to hit you up because I want us to, like, we could, exactly what you're talking about. I would love to have you on the platform, and we could talk just about that alone. So I would love to
I don't do goofy shit, man. I don't do goofy shit because I ride through these streets every motherfucking day with no tinted windows. And I go from Nipsey Hussle neighborhood to Nipsey so-called enemy's neighborhood all in one day and never breach security, my guy. Never tell them what another neighborhood doing, what they say. If I ain't over there trying to feed the motherfucking homeless, look out for the children on some JT bigger figure shit, I don't even want to discuss it. And with all due respect, because I love you like good weed and bank robbery money, with all due respect, my nigga, don't have no goofies on there with that goofy shit. We talking about policies and procedures and how to get out black people out this bullshit so that we can dress Italian and drive German every motherfucking day. I don't want any of that racism shit about us and the Mexicans, because we ain't got no shit like that, man. It's going down, that's all over the planet. Talking about how these motherfucking devils did our ass. Talking about this motherfucking Wall Street and how we got our people, nigga, living beneath the poverty level. That's the shit that me and Cowboy and Big U's and Dawoo's and Mustafa's and E-Dubs and niggas that's in C-Dubs and niggas that's really the pipe these lines. I got so many homies in the pen. When I come on, I'm going to bring on niggas that's been in there 43 years. I got one homie that been in there since 1973. What the fuck I look like entertaining a some bullshit conversation, and I got to raise up my motherfucking folks, homie.
Man, you talking about...
my last breath talk about bullshit? Hell nah. We can talk about how to get my dear house. How to get an old folks home. I can ask some of these young rapper niggas to stop pointing our finger at them young niggas and ask them motherfuckers how we can build a clinic, a hospital, some land. Because I buy land. Where Rick Ross at? Rick, where you at? Nigga, come fuck with us. Because, nigga, we buy horses and fish farms and shit.
Talk that shit.
got to switch the motherfucking paradigm and then close the death portals around this motherfucker. All this goofy shit, disrespecting black women, got our children running in pajama pants, fake-ass hair, eyelashes, house shoes to the motherfucker. So what the fuck I look like talking about sucker shit, and I got real shit, boss shit to talk about.
Yeah. That's what
I'm... Yeah, if y'all just... I ain't never gangbanged a day in my motherfucking life, and I've been living in Los Angeles since 1979. Nigga, call Big U and ask him about Malik, nigga. That's the fuck you do. You call Cowboy, nigga. That's the fuck you do. You call E-Dub. You call some of my Damu partners. Some of my niggas from the jungle. God bless T. Rogers. Niggas like that. Talk to me about them type of motherfuckers.
Right.
My God body niggas that know the earth consists of street, three-fourths water, one-part motherfucking land. Talk to me about that God body kid who's the original man, the Asiatic black man, the maker, the owner, cream of the planet Earth, father of civilization, nigga, God of the universe. Fuck all that weirdo shit. How we gonna get our babies up this summer to get them back to school alive? I done lost more homies on the Crenshaw Strip than niggas done lost on the Gaza Strip. I got other shit to speak on, God.
That's what I'm talking about.
Woo! Got time for that bullshit. I spit fire. Get L motherfucker you want, I spit fire on his ass. And I'm a dragon with this shit. Now let's go.
Oh, man.
Fucking with a nigga running on 92 octane, nigga. For I just had to call in because I seen your spill of milk. I said, let me just chop these onions with this youngster. Let him know you ain't fucking with no suckers. L.A. ain't all what these bust-ass niggas think. I know because I'm bi-coastal, not bisexual.
Woo! Yo,
I want none of that old shit. Like, it's just all murder and niggas is out of control. And hell nah, these youngsters out here looking for opportunity like the next motherfucker. And God bless Chicago. Y'all playing games, but you motherfuckers sent billions of dollars to other joints, but then Chicago done had over 1,700 murders.
Murders, that's right. Facts.
Brooklyn done had murders.
Right.
New Orleans done had multiple murders.
Right.
Black children missing. Madea at the bus stop shitting on herself and the homie eating out the trash can. So black people worse off now than they was on the slave ship. There wasn't a fuck I look like talking about some shit that's in reverse. And
that's
I pushed them Bentleys and shit like the next nigga. So get the fuck out of here. We ain't no broke ass hungry motherfuckers. I'm speaking for New York, Chicago, New Orleans, L.A., Delaware, Baltimore. And fly niggas like Mayweather that's out here trying to get it and make a difference in the lives of blacks because it's a motherfucking shame that we worse off now than we was on the plantation. So when I come on your show, tell them goofies beware God, nigga. Fuck your dog.
God, nigga. That's what I'm... Hey, man. All if y'all can see, if I was on camera, all y'all would see is teeth. All this shit is music to my ears, man. Listen, man, love you too, God, and I will be hitting you up real, real soon today.
Yeah, I ain't never called in no YouTube shit, none of that shit. I'm like that motherfucking Rick Ross, nigga. How we get us 97 acres and a bull? How can we unite races through cars? Let's talk about something positive. Real motherfuckers talking about ideas and positive shit. Suckers talk about bullshit.
Right.
That's why the first thing the death angel do when he snatch your ass is shut you the fuck up because he don't want to hear that bullshit. Because your ears, your eyes, your tongue, your nose, your fingertips, everything will testify for you against your motherfucking ass. So we got to close these death portals and all this dead man conversation. Fuck out of here, man. All that dead man. Nipsey ain't talking about no dead man shit, nigga. That nigga said, nigga, my life in diamonds. Who knew? I seen Nipsey right after he won the Grammy. I was at the steakhouse. Homie walked through there with his queen and his bodyguard. Gave me some dap and kept it moving. OJ, what's up, homie? Because we on some different shit, man.
Right.
You got to close them death portals and get an understanding with each other. You stay on your side, I stay on my side. You don't write on my wall, I don't write on your wall. Before you pick up a gun, nigga, pick up a phone. Nigga, I'm the author of the understanding between the Swans and East Coasters. Had 30 murders a motherfucking month. And a lot of blessings to go in there and stop that shit, man. So knock it off with that bullshit, the bullshit bloggers and fathers. Nigga, knock it off.
Right.
You ain't got nothing good to say or something that's going to help humanity. Shut the fuck up. And that's all I'm going to say. Now, thank you, man.
Man, I thank you more, man. Hey, let them know who you are.
I call that nigga Cowboy right now, nigga, on my mama.
Woo. shit.
Don't fuck with me. Don't fuck with me, homie. Don't fuck with me. I love black people, man. Don't play with me like that, with that bullshit. I'm on some Jehovah thickness shit. Got our black women out here fucked up, and you niggas is worshiping bullshit-ass brawls. And then, nigga, you take that same experience home to your baby mama, nigga. Open the car door for her and bring her roses. Come out, man. I'm going to tell you like that, and I love your viewers, man. And no disrespect to nobody, but I offended you, God forgive me. But I mean this from my heart. I don't get paid from now, nigga, breathing to love black people. Your motherfucking show gonna save more lives than a cure for cancer. Nigga, back the fuck up and keep doing what you're doing.
Shit, I sure will, man.
Get
love
you, business and an LLC and an S Corp. How we gonna tap into this bread?
Facts.
Not trying to talk about no motherfucking dead man shit. How we gonna get to Spelman College and get some of them little sisters, build us a hospital? Let Gunner, free Gunner and them niggas so they can clean up Atlanta. Y'all want something to do playing this old fucking game with this lock 'em up shit, giving out babies all day, the first generation of the black millionaires we ever had in our history of black people in America. Get the fuck out of here. We got other shit to talk about. Holla back.
Holla.
Close the death portal. Rakim the Great. Close the motherfucking death portals. Drop mic, bitch. Fuck y'all. Out.
Please. Yo, let me tell y'all something. Y'all don't know how much fuel that shit just gave me. That shit made me want to go put on a Black Panther outfit right now, okay? I feel like going outside to jog. I just feel like just running to the store, all right? It's hot in this motherfucker, but he burnt my whole crib down, nigga. This is what I mean. So I'm going to shut up because I can't come back. I can't follow after that. And I'm not trying to, but I just want to say this is what I do this for. This is not a game. That type of time that this man is on, y'all know I'm cut from that cloth. And I love every fucking word that man said. I'm not going to call him a nigga. I'm going to call him that God. Everything that God just said, you know I'm cut from that motherfucking cloth, and I love everything that he said, man. And he will be on here a lot. I'm going to try. Listen, man, hit that goddamn like button. Again, rest in peace, Nipsey Hussle. I'm going to give him another moment of silence. God damn it, rest in peace. And I'm going to say this. I ain't say this slogan in a long time, but after this phone call, I got to say it now. Here we go. Black love, black motherfucking power. Peace. Woo, that nigga was on fire. God damn. Woo, shit. Woo, that shit got that was something else right there. Lord, mercy. Woo.